The Arizona Supreme Court ruled last April that a student with DACA status, that's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is not eligible for lower in-state tuition. The result, according to the Arizona Republic, has been a 40% decline in Maricopa Community College's enrollment. KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District, by the way. Slowing enrollment at ASU for this category of students is also thought to be linked to the ruling. But now a Republican from Cave Creek, along with other bipartisan co-sponsors, has introduced legislation that would allow any student who graduates from an Arizona high school to qualify for in-state tuition, and immigration status isn't mentioned at all. State Senator Heather Carter is the sponsor, and she's here with us now to discuss why she introduced the bill. So, Senator Carter, what is your goal here? Where did this idea come from for you?
This idea came from talking to a number of constituents and people across the state of Arizona, because there's a couple of different scenarios where this bill would come into play. Mm-hmm. For example, if you and your family move out of Arizona upon high school graduation of one of your children, and once you leave the state and have established residency in another state, and now your student would like to come back to Arizona to go to either one of our community colleges or universities, that student, once the parent has declared residency in another state by registering their vehicle, registering to vote, starting to pay state income tax in another state, they would now, if they came back to Arizona, be deemed an out-of-state student. Mm-hmm. And so this would create a path for that student.
And it lasts 4 years, right?
Well, I will be offering an amendment in committee to remove the 4-year mm-hmm. time frame, because now that the bill has been out, many people have brought it to my attention, and we had testimony in the Higher Education and Workforce Development Committee on Monday about this concept of lifelong learning, or as President Crow declared it, a universal learner. And what that means is people come in and out of an educational system at different points in their life. So we do not want some time stamp in statute that would limit people coming back to Arizona. So if somebody graduated from an Arizona high school and would like to come back to Arizona, we welcome them back with open arms.
So obviously, though, Senator Carter, this has renewed the debate surrounding providing in-state tuition for DACA recipients who seem to be, could be a part of this group. Many of them will graduate Arizona high schools and have graduated from Arizona high schools. So you're a Republican. The bill's co-sponsor, Kate Brophy McGee, is also a Republican. Are you getting some pushback from your colleagues about this?
This past week, we had a number of students that came down to the Capitol from a group, Aliento, to share their stories with members in both caucuses and in both chambers. And their stories were powerful, and they were very articulate about what their experiences have been, both in school and then not being able to access education. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that there are a number of other members that are also interested in this, and I look forward to working with other members to get this bill passed.
Okay. Representative John Kavanaugh, mm-hmm. he told the Arizona Republic when he was questioned about this, he called it basically a workaround, that this undermines what voters wanted when they passed Prop 300 by essentially subsidizing tuition for DACA recipients. What's your response to that criticism?
This bill in particular is not in-state tuition, and it is not out-of-state tuition. This bill is about providing a new tuition path for students who have graduated from our Arizona high schools. Prop 300 specifically said in-state tuition. Mm-hmm. This bill is not in-state tuition.
Did you craft this with these DACA students in mind?
I crafted this bill for every student that graduates from an Arizona high school that wants to continue their education in our community college system or in our university system and is not eligible for our in-state tuition. So that would include DACA students, it would include students who move out of state, and a large number of other examples that have been brought to my attention since I've introduced the bill.
So this offers a lower tuition for these high school graduate students. It theoretically would cut down on those who are required to pay out of state tuition. And that, I wonder if you think that will impact the bottom line of some state universities and community colleges who have really sort of grown to depend upon out-of-state students who pay more as cuts at the state level have gone on to higher education in this state?
I have advocated for additional higher education funding since the first day I was elected, and I will continue to do so. But these are two separate conversations. This is providing a path for students who graduated from an Arizona high school who otherwise wouldn't be eligible for both for in-state tuition or our other tuition paths. And I strongly believe that we need to invest more in our institutions of higher education, because as we transition as an economy into the 21st century, the research that we have shown is that Arizona needs to increase the number of individuals in our state who either have a career and technical certification, some sort of a two-year degree, or a four-year degree. And that's what this bill is doing.
All right. That is State Senator Heather Carter. Thank you so much for joining us, Senator Carter.
Thank you for having me.